If you're on Facebook, and many of you are, you may have noticed that Mark Zuckerberg is planning to take 2 months of paternity leave after his daughter is born. The Facebook CEO writes that studies show that when working parents take time to be with their newborns, outcomes are better for the children and families. Well, his announcement comes a few months after a very different one from Yahoo's CEO, Marissa Mayer. She's due to have twins in December, and she says she'll work up till then and take just 2 weeks off for maternity leave. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic, and he joins us from New York on Mondays. Hi, Derek.
Hello there.
So times, they are a-changin'. A male boss takes a high-profile leave, and a woman minimizes hers. What's the reaction been to these two announcements?
Well, Mark Zuckerberg has received considerable praise for his decision to take time off, and Mayer's been criticized for not taking enough time off. So they're both bucking the expectations of their respective gender. Men typically don't take several months off after the birth of a child, and women often do. And so I do think the comparison is interesting because it highlights the double standard that we see in parental leave policy. Mm-hmm. Zuckerberg is being praised for doing something that no woman is ever typically praised for, which is taking months to take care of a new child. And Marissa is being criticized for doing something that most men are never criticized for, which is taking 14 days or less off. So I do think that the reactions to these announcements are revealing of the expectations we have for men versus women in the culture.
Mm-hmm. And 2 months that he's taking is not even all that long. I mean, ask any woman who has been lucky enough to get a paid maternity
right.
leave, and she certainly wants more than 2 months. But I have to ask you, to what extent this is hashtag CEO problems? You know, these people are in charge, and many CEOs can afford to take time off, even if they're not paid for it. The White House says that only 39% of workers get some type of paid parental leave, and only 12% of U.S. employers surveyed by the Society for Human Resource Management offer paid paternity leave. So what about the rest of us?
Well, for the rest of us, we sort of have to wait for the culture to trickle up because it's certainly not going to trickle down. There is not a national policy for leave, and that means it's left up to the states. And as I understand it, only three states right now, I think it's California, New Jersey, and Rhode Island, that offer paid leave to both mothers and fathers. But look, this is really an important policy to normalize paternity leave. And I think that the three reasons why it is so important to do so are for the fathers and the mothers and the children. For fathers, I think it's important to have policies that let dads be dads. For kids, there are several international studies of developed countries that show that longer paternity leave is associated with better outcomes for kids and healthier kids. And for working moms, I think this is the crux of the issue is that, you know, one of the reasons that we have a gender pay gap, and there are lots of reasons, but one of the reasons is there's this expectation that when a couple has kids, the mom stays home and the dad keeps working.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that every child introduces an economic barrier to economic equality for men and women, especially when you reach the sort of executive level where you're expected to have put in a lot of years of experience. If children are taking women out of the workforce, then they have less experience once they get to that level. So I do think that these sort of examples are really important to help normalize the expectation we have for men and women.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention the expectation that those children themselves are being raised with, whether they're boys or girls, what they consider to be normal about who's staying home and caring for them. Well, I want to ask you, do you think Mark Zuckerberg's announcement is going to get more dads to take time off? Is it partly a generational thing?
I do think that, you know, like I said, because you don't have a policy that's coming down from the national level and the decision is therefore left to states, that there does, I think, have to be something like a cultural movement, a grassroots movement to have people essentially come together and say either to their companies or to their cities or to their governors and say, look, it's time for us to have equal treatment of mothers and fathers. And the way that I think these cultural movements happen is sometimes they sort of bubble up, but sometimes it takes, you know, one person's decision, one very public person's decision to sort of consecrate a policy in people's minds where they say, you know what, it's time for this to be the new norm. And I think that, you know, ideally, Mark Zuckerberg's announcement could do just that. It could could essentially say, look, I'm an incredibly public figure, one of the most successful men of my generation, and I am taking 2 months off. It's no longer a strange thing for highly successful people to now take 8-9 weeks off after their first child's born.
And yet we're talking about it here, so it's somewhat strange. But this month, after getting a lot of criticism for their parental leave policies, Amazon expanded paid leave to new parents. There were similar moves by Netflix, Microsoft, Adobe, Vodafone. So obviously there's something here about the dollars and cents bottom line. Why are these companies making these kinds of business decisions?
Sure. Two quick things. First of all, it's better for your current crop of workers to be happy at work knowing they'll have time to take off for their children. Second, it's more attractive to work for a company that has good family leave. So better for the workers that are there and better for the workers that will potentially come there in the future.
Mm-hmm. And very, in a few seconds we have left, if you don't work in Silicon Valley, are we going to see more generous leave elsewhere?
The movement has to start somewhere. So very good that it starts with such a public industry like tech in San Francisco.
All right. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.